Coach, this sounded like a crazy match. You beat Eaton in five, down 0-2. I think you won game four, 36-34. Just a crazy match that you came out on top.
It was definitely crazy. We started, set one was a little bit crazy for us as well, just on our side, because I decided to try a new rotation, and I didn't like it. But once you get in it and, we were struggling a little bit, understanding where we're supposed to go, I didn't think it was going to be that much confusion, but it was just total chaos. So I took that first set on me. I told the girls I was sorry for trying it, and they came battling back, and we still struggled coming out of that second set. We're still kind of lagging behind a little bit, still feeling a little bit down on ourselves. And in the third set, I was like, man, if we could just pull this one off, I think we have a good chance. And the girls battled hard, man. It was really, really fun. Like you said, the fourth one, 34-32 is just crazy. I think they had 8 or 9 set points, and we only had 2, and we finished it off on that set. And then when we went 5, I felt pretty comfortable that we're going
to
get them.
Yeah, what was your continuing message to the girls? Because Eaton has all that tradition, all those state championships, obviously a great program. Nobody comes back from them down 0-2, but yet you were able to do that tonight.
I think the key for us was just trying to stay true to our game. I was really focused on the girls, trying to get back to playing the volleyball that we had been playing and not worry about, don't focus on the score, don't look at any of that stuff, just get out there and do what we've been doing. And finally, I think, towards the middle of that, actually the third set, towards the end of the third set and beginning of that fourth set is really when we kind of settled in a little bit, got comfortable, and just started playing more of the Thompson Valley game that we've been doing over the summer. And, obviously we only had one other match, but in that match as well. So it felt good. And we had some younger kids show up tonight and play good. And some of our older ones struggled, but we're pretty deep this year, so that helps us. We got a lot of kids on the bench that can really play this game. So I feel really good about the year.
And you mentioned you survived all those set points in set four. Did you feel after you got the victory there to even it up at 2-2 that this match was in your favor?
I don't know you ever feel like that. Like you said, against an Eaton maybe, it's kind of hard to really feel like that, but I felt very comfortable that we could win that match. And then when we came out to a 3-0 lead, that made us feel good. And then, I kept battling, just saying, let's get the first to 5 and then worry about getting the first to 10. And we beat them to all those milestones, and then at the end they came back battling. I had to call a timeout at 13-11. They came back and almost got us, and then I was like, oh, boy, here they come. And then that timeout helped a little bit. I think they ended up getting one more point 12, and then we ended up taking it from them at the end. So, yeah, not that I was comfortable that we were going to win ever, but I thought we had a really good chance because we're home, too. I mean, that helps.
Right. And you mentioned you rely on some youngsters, so you get a win like this relying on some freshmen playing key spots for you.
Yeah, I think we had 3 freshmen that were a huge factor and will be, I think, all year for us, and a sophomore that stepped in as well, Chloe Duzenek. And, I obviously for years to come, I think we're in really good shape. But the key this year is getting the seniors on the court, too, and trying to get them playing and really having just a good year. That's our goal. Last year, stunk with COVID, and we want to get rid of that and just focus on we're playing right now, get out there and enjoy every minute, play your hardest, and have some fun. So that's what we did.
You beat a crosstown rival, Loveland, in your opener, then you get this one tonight. So these 2 wins to start the year, what does that do to your program as you try to take them to the next level?
Yeah, obviously we're going to keep working on the next one and looking forward just to that next game. We knew this first stretch was going to be really hard. It does not get any easier for us now. We got Valley next, we got Res next week, and we got Fossil coming up as well. So a bunch of hard games, there's no doubt. We kind of set up in the beginning of the year talking, with my other coaches and thinking if we can get half of these, we win 50% of them getting into our league games, and I think we're in good shape. Right now we're sitting pretty good. So I feel pretty good about the way we're starting, and I still feel like we haven't really quite caught our stride as well. So that's all good stuff.
And what about playing in front of actual people? You mentioned COVID, a lot of games in empty gyms just with coaches there and officials. So it has to be fun for your girls to play in front of a raucous crowd.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And, our freshmen are definitely good too, but one thing we were a little worried about is that those freshmen have never played in front of a high school crowd before. They all play, got a good bit of them that play club, but it's a different environment there. There's no friends around. There's not the boyfriends in the stands and those type of things. But, those girls are really proven to be well-seasoned in this game, and I think we've got a really good chance this year to go pretty far.